各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace be with you, our brothers and sisters.
感谢主耶稣带领我们这次联布道会的工作。
And thank Lord Jesus for guiding our work in the evangelical service this time.
我们早上有十二位啊，顺利的没有受阻挡的，来接受了主耶稣宝血的洗。
And this morning there are 12 truth seekers now have been baptized.
愿荣耀归给神。
May glory be unto his name.
早上啊，我就以活得有荣耀来做彼此勉励。
And this morning I would like to use this topic, living with glory, as our mutual encouragement.
我们先看加拉太书。
Please first turn to Galatians.
第二章。
Galatians chapter 2.
二十节。
Verse 20.
加拉太书第二章二十节。
Galatians chapter 2, verse 20.
保罗在这里说，我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。保罗感触很深的说，
Paul here said with deep feelings,
借着洗礼，我们亚当里的旧人啊，已经与耶稣一同钉死在十字架了。
Here Paul said, through baptism, our old self in Adam has been crucified with Christ.
因为我们洗礼的意义，乃是要旧人与耶稣基督借着洗礼已经同死了。
Because the meaning of our baptism is our old self through baptism died with Christ.
并且也一同埋葬掉了。
And are buried together.
不再有旧我的存在。
And we no longer have our old self.
所以他说，我受洗之后，现在活着的不再是以前的我。
So here he said, after baptism, I no longer live.
乃是基督在我里面活着。
But Christ lives in me.
借着洗礼，我们与耶稣啊同复活了。
Through baptism, we resurrect with Lord Jesus.
所以我们一举一动必须要有一个新生的样式。
So in everything we do, we must show our new image.
是一个属灵生命已经得到重生的人。
So spiritually, we must show that we are reborn.
受洗之后，是有基督的生命在我们里面活着的。
After baptism, we have the life of Christ in us.
所以保罗说，现在我活，是基督在我里面活着。
So Paul said, now I live because Christ lives in me.
那我们还在肉身活着，乃是因为信神的儿子而活。
And the life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God.
也就是我们信主之后，我们现在活不再是为自己在活。
That is, after we believed in Lord Jesus, we no longer live for ourselves.
而是为神的儿子基督而活。
But rather, we live for the Son of God, Jesus Christ.
因为他爱我，为我舍己。
Because he loved us and sacrificed himself for us.
所以今天我们活着也应该为了爱主耶稣，为主耶稣舍弃我们自己。
So today we live, we must also love Lord Jesus and sacrifice ourselves for him.
这是一种对主耶稣爱的回应。
And this is our response to God's love.
主耶稣既然为了爱我们，把自己的生命都舍去了。
Lord Jesus sacrificed his life because he loved us.
今天我们能够活在主的爱中。
And today we can live in God's love.
能够活得有盼望。
And we can live with hope.
那我们也应该要有爱主的心。
Then we must have this heart that loves God.
为主耶稣来舍己。
And sacrifice ourselves for Lord Jesus.
所以今天我们受了洗。信了主。
So today we're baptized when we are believers.
我们必须要活出一个新人的样式出来。
We must have a new image and have a new self.
是主在我们里面活。
Because now it's the Lord living in us.
主耶稣来到世上的时候
，When Lord Jesus came to this world，
是奉父的差遣来。
He was sent by the Father，
为了来顺服天父所托付他的使命。
In order to submit to the commission given to him by the Heavenly Father，
所以为了顺服天父，他承受这个责任，啊，也承担了很多的苦难。
So he took on the responsibility and went through much suffering because he wanted to take up this duty given to him by his father.
因为他必须要担待我们的罪。
Because he must carry our sins.
解决我们罪的问题。
And to solve the problem of sin.
把我们引到神面前。
So that he can bring us in front of God.
那今天既然主在我们里面活。
And today, since the Lord lives in us,
那我们应该啊，活出主的生活出来。
Then we must also live a life that is an image of the Lord.
看罗马书。
Please turn to Romans.
第八章。
Chapter 8.
十六节。
Verse 16.
罗马书第八章十六节。
Romans chapter 8, verse 16.
圣灵与我们的心一同证明我们是神的儿女。十七节。
17。
既然是儿女，便是后嗣，就是神的后嗣，和基督一同做后嗣。如果我们和他一同受苦，也必和他一同得荣耀。今天我们啊，要活得有荣耀。
Today we must live with glory.
我们就必须要与基督一同受苦。
To do that, we must share Christ's suffering.
所以我们今天呢，信主受洗信主之后，我们必须要有这个自觉。
So today we believe and are baptized. After that, we must have self-realization.
信主不是单单等着领受恩典而已。
Believing the Lord does not just mean we wait for blessings.
我们享受权利，也必须要善尽义务。
If we enjoy power, we must also do our duties.
主耶稣爱我，为我们舍己。
Lord Jesus loved us and sacrificed himself for us.
那我们今天也应该为了爱主，为主舍己。
In the same way, today, because we love Lord, we should also sacrifice for Him.
他为爱我们，为我们受尽苦难。
Because He loved us, He suffered greatly for us.
今天我们为了爱主，我们也应该与耶稣一同受苦。
And today, in order to love the Lord, we should also share Lord Jesus' suffering.
虽然与主一同受苦，
even though we suffer with the Lord,
我们却要与他一同得荣耀。
But we will share in his glory.
虽然信了主之后，为了遵行天父的旨意，
even though after we believed in the Lord for us to do his will,
为了奔跑天路，
to walk on the path to the heavenly kingdom,
为了完成神的托付，
to finish his commission,
当然我们要付出，要受苦。
Of course, we must give and we must also suffer.
所以保罗信主之后，真的为主受了很多苦。
So after Paul believed in the Lord, he truly suffered a lot for the Lord.
看罗马书。
Let's turn to Romans.
第八章。
Chapter 8.
35节。
Verse 35.
对。谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？难道是患难吗？是困苦吗？是逼迫吗？是饥饿吗？是赤身露体吗？是危险吗？是刀剑吗？36节。
36。
如经上所记，我们为你的缘故，终日被杀，人看我们如将宰的羊。37节。
37。
然而靠着爱我们的主，在这一切的事上已经得胜有余了。 保罗信主之后，为主耶稣受很多的苦。
After Paul believed in the Lord, he went through a lot of hardship for Lord Jesus.
遭受各样的患难。
And he encountered all sorts of troubles.
困苦、逼迫。
Hardship, persecution.
因为在教会中有假基督、假先知、假使徒。
Because within the church there were false prophets and false apostles.
只是主耶稣所说，撒下去的是麦子，但是夜间呢，撒旦啊，把败子撒在麦园里面。
Just like Lord Jesus said, even though when they were sowing, the seeds scattered were that of wheat, but during the night, Satan would put the seeds of wheat into the land.
所有麦田里面呢，撒的是麦子，却有败子长出来。
So even though in this field of wheat, you will have weed growing out.
败子长得比麦子啊更好。
And the weed is actually growing stronger than the wheat.
长得更高。
And it's taller.
把麦子周边的营养吸收了。
And have taken out all the nutrients in the soil.
把麦子的阳光遮住了。
And have blocked the sunlight.
影响到麦子的成长。
So the wheat cannot grow normally. 啊。
所以今天在教会里面呢，我们要必须要面对啊。这个挑战。
So today in church, we must face this challenge.
啊，所以主耶稣也一再的提醒我们。
So Lord Jesus continued to remind us.
在末日，他再来的时候。
At the end times when he comes again.
必须先有假基督出现。
False Christ would first appear before him.
要冒主的名说。我就是基督。
And they will use the name of the Lord and say that they are Christ.
这就是启示录第六章啊，这个七印的第一印开始，就是白马出现。
So this is why in Revelation chapter 6, and the first seal out of the seven seals, when it was opened, the white horse appeared.
他胜了，又要再胜。
And he will conquer and conquer.
所以到这个使徒末期的时候
，So when it comes to the end of apostolic times，
真的如主耶稣啊所预先告诉我们，马太福音十三章的七比一，一一的在应验出来。
And it was just like what Lord Jesus foretold us, and all the parables recorded in Matthew, the seven parables, were slowly revealed.
啊，所以到使徒末期的时候，教会完全变质了。
So towards the end of apostolic time, the church completely changed in its essence.
并且有灰鸟在树上筑巢。
And the bird actually flew over and nested on the tree.
这个福音迅速传开之后，却有撒旦进入教会里面，在那边筑巢。
This means after the gospel had been spread out, Satan came and nested in the church.
所以到主后156年，神的灵就离开教会了。
So in 156 AD, and the Spirit of God left church.
这个假基督确实完全得胜。
False Christ seemed to have gained complete victory.
所以这次我们呢，查考启示录到十三章的时候，这个假基督、假先知又出现了。
So then, this time during our Bible seminar on Revelation, when we study to chapter 13, we can see again about the false Christ.
并且他要得胜。
And the false Christ will win.
两个见证人工作完整之后被杀了。
And the two witnesses, after they finished their work, they were killed.
使徒时代得胜，主耶稣再临前，他还要再得胜。
During the apostolic times, they had prevailed, and before Lord Jesus' second coming, they will be victorious again.
但是到最后，终要归于灭亡。
But in the end, they will be destroyed.
所以从马太福音二十四章第四节以下，主耶稣给我们的这个他降临和世界末后的兆头，都是一一的、一印一印的打开，一印一印的应验出来的。
So then we can see in Matthew chapter 24 from verse 4 onwards, Lord Jesus told about his coming and also the signs of the end of the world has been fulfilled and it's like the seals have been opened one by one.
所以保罗他们传福音的时代是要面对的许多的患难困苦逼迫。
So during Paul's time, when they went out to preach, they must face a lot of hardship, persecution, and suffering.
为了传福音，常常没得吃，没得穿。
A lot of times, they do not have any food to eat or clothes to wear because they want to preach the gospel.
还要遭受旅途的危险。
And they must also face the danger in their journey.
生命的危险。
And threats to their life.
虽然保罗信了主，在肉身活着，却承受这么多的苦难。
Even though Paul believed in the Lord and he lived in his body, but he had to bear all these tribulations.
他怎么能够仍然的勇往直前
？How can he still strive forward？
他告诉我们，支撑他的力量在哪里？
He told us what is the strength that supports what he's doing.
就是三十七节这个罗马书八章三十七节保罗所说的。
That is what is said in Romans chapter 8 verse 37.
靠着爱我们的主，在这一切的事上得胜有余了。
In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us.
所以保罗说，基督爱我，为我舍己。
Therefore, Paul said, Christ loved me and died for me.
今天我们为了爱主，我们不也应该与耶稣基督一同受苦吗？
And today, for us to love God, shouldn't we also suffer with Christ?
虽然与基督一同受苦，但是我们也必要与他一同得荣耀。
Even though we share in Christ's sufferings, but we will also share in His glory.
我们要活得有荣耀，我们就必须准备与基督一同受苦。
For us to live with glory, we must be prepared to suffer with Christ.
看回来罗马书八章哈。
Let's turn back to Romans chapter 8.
十八节。
Verse 18.
罗马书八章十八节以下啊。
Romans chapter 8 verse 18 onwards.
他说：“我现在啊，我想现在的苦楚，若比起将来要显于我们的荣耀，那就不足介意了。虽然现在必须为主耶稣受苦
，Even though now we must suffer for Christ，
但是现在所受的苦，如果与将来要得到的荣耀做比较。”那这个苦就算不了什么。
But the present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us in the future.
十九节以下提到，其实一切受造之物都浮在虚空之下。
And from verse 19 onwards, it tells us that all creations were subject to frustration and is in emptiness.
不是自己愿意的。
They do not do things willingly.
那是因为。那叫他如此的
，But because of the one who told them to do so，
就是因着罪带来的咒诅。
This is a curse that came from our sin。
但是受造之仍然是指望着能够脱离这个败坏的辖制啊。
But creation will still hope to be liberated from bondage of sin。
能够再得到啊。享受神儿女做神儿女自由的荣耀
and be brought into the glorious freedom of the children of God.
我们知道一切受造之物一同叹息直到如今
We know that all creations has been groaning until now.
也就是自从亚当夏娃犯罪之后这个罪一直就承袭 联系在人类的身上。
That is, since Adam and Eve sinned, sin has been inherited in man.
没有一个人能脱离罪所带来的劳苦愁烦。
No one can leave the bondage of sin and the pain and suffering and worries that comes with sin.
23节说，不但如此，就是我们这个有圣灵初结果子的。
Verse 23 tells us, not only so, but we ourselves who have the first fruit of the Spirit.
也就是靠着圣灵得到重生生命的人。
That is, those who are reborn by the Spirit.
我们还是心里在叹息。
We are still groaning in our hearts.
因为我们还带着肉体嘛。
Because we still have our fleshly body.
我们仍然还浮在这个虚空之下。
We are still subject to emptiness.
所以我们就没有办法避免在肉体上所承受的痛苦。
So we cannot avoid the sufferings in our flesh.
但是我们确实有盼望。
But we have hope.
等到得着儿子的名分，就是我们身体得赎的时候。
Until we again gain sonship, that is when our body are redeemed.
也就是主耶稣基督再临。
That is at the second coming of Lord Jesus Christ. And all men will be resurrected.
我们活到主耶稣再来的人，我们的身体也改变了。
And all those who live till the day of the second coming of Christ, our body will be transformed.
就是我们身体得赎的时候。
That is when our body will be redeemed.
我们的肉体改变成为灵体。
And our physical body will transform into spiritual bodies.
软弱的变为刚强。
And the weak will turn into strong.
羞辱的变为荣耀。
And those who are ashamed will receive glory.
属血气的身体变成属灵的身体。
And the fleshly ones will become spiritual.
这个时候我们就完全得赎了。
And at this point we receive complete redemption.
我们就脱离了这虚空的辖制了。
And we have been liberated from the bondage of emptiness.
那个时候我们就能够得享做神儿女自由的荣耀了。
So at that time, we can receive the glory as children of God and sons of God.
所以二十四节说，我们得救既然是在乎盼望。
So in verse 24, it tells us that we're saved by this hope.
只是所看见的盼望不是盼望。
But the hope that is seen is no hope at all.
谁还盼望他所看得见的呢？
Who hopes for what he already has?
其实看得见的、有形的，有一天总要成为过去。
All the tangible things will pass in this world.
但是我们就盼望那看不见的，那现在我们就必须要忍耐等候。
But if we hope for what we do not yet have, we wait for it patiently.
也就是我们就必须与基督同受苦。
That is, we must share in the sufferings of Christ.
要忍耐等候。
And we must be patient and endure and wait.
基督的再临。
And wait for the second coming of Christ.
走完我们人生必走的道路。
And finish the path that we must finish in this world.
所以保罗说，那我今天活着，要怎么活？
Therefore, Paul said, then today I live, how should I live?
我们看腓立比书第一章。
Please turn to Philippians chapter 1.
21节。
Verse 21.
腓立比书第一章21节。
Philippians chapter 1, verse
21. 19节这边告诉我们，照着我所切望，所切慕所盼望，没有一样叫我羞愧，只要凡事放胆，无论是生是死，总叫基督在我的身上照常显大。我们不管生不管死，要在主在我们的身上把它彰显出来。
Whether live or dead, we must have the glory of and the power of God, the greatness of God being shown, displayed in us.
所以二十一节他就说了。
Therefore, in verse 21, he said,
因为我活着就是基督，那我死了 就有益处。
For to me, to live is Christ and to die is gain.
我们必须要活出基督来。
We must live out Christ.
我们才能够与基督同得荣耀。
So that we can share in the glory of Christ.
啊，我们活出基督，就是在我们身上来荣耀主。
If we can live out Christ, that means we glorify God in us.
我们也与基督同得荣耀。
And we also share in the glory of Christ.
二十二节。
Verse 22.
当我在肉身活着，若成就我功夫的果子，我就不知道该挑选什么。二十三节。
Verse 23.
我正在两难之间，情愿离世与基督同在，因为这是好的无比。保罗曾经被提到第三层天。
Paul was once lifted up into a level in heaven.
听见乐园奥秘的言语。
And he heard the wonderful words and the mysterious words in the paradise.
所以后来他就做见证。
So later on he testified.
说我宁愿离开世上。
He said, I'd rather leave this world.
与基督同在。
And be with Christ.
那是好的无比。
And that would be most wonderful.
保罗这个形容非常好。
This description done by Paul was really good.
我们将来所要得到的荣耀。
The glory to be received in the future.
在天国所要得到的福分。
The blessings we are to receive in the heavenly kingdom.
是好的无比的。
Is better by far.
世上啊，没有什么最好的可以来做比喻。
There's not even the best thing in this world can be compared to what we are about to receive in the future.
你如果讲到天国，好像世上哪一个最什么最好
？If you are talking about heavenly kingdom by comparing it to the best things in this world,
那天国的美好就有限了。
Then the how wonderful heaven is limited.
很多人来到温哥华说哇这里好像人间天堂。
Many people came to Vancouver and say this place is like heaven on earth.
去到纽西兰说这里就是天堂啦。
And they went to New Zealand and they say this place is heaven.
太美了，太好了。
It's so beautiful. It's just wonderful.
啊，如果天堂就是这么美，像温哥华，像纽西兰这么美，这么好，那我不用去了。
If heaven is just like Vancouver and New Zealand, so beautiful and so wonderful, then I don't need to go to heaven.
还是有限。
It's still limited.
哎，多顾着先了，看久就腻了。
If I live there long enough, I would think it's a boring place.
哎，所以保罗说那是好的无比的。
Therefore, this is why Paul said here, it is better by far.
啊，这是最恰当的形容。
And this is the most suitable description.
如果能够比，那就有限。
If it's comparable, then it's limited in its
goodness. 将来我们所要得到的那个荣耀啊。是从来没有看过，连想也没有想过的。
The glory we are to receive in the future is one that we have not yet seen, one that is not even imaginable by us.
真的就是保罗所说，好的无比的。
It is indeed like what Paul said here. It is better by far.
才值得我们去羡慕。
And this is why it's worth for us to want it.
那好了。我们已经信主啦，受洗啦，也受圣灵啦，那我们赶快通通到天国去吧。
Alright, then we may say this is good. Then now we believe we're baptized and we receive the Holy Spirit. Then let's just now go to heaven quickly.
几年前不是有一个教派在台湾，很多这个教授，很多有高深学问的人都学着他到美国要做飞碟升天吗？
And a few years ago, there was a denomination in Taiwan that gathered a lot of professors and believers that went to U.S. and they wanted to take UFO into heaven.
要集体死亡啊，集体自杀，到天国去。
And they wanted to commit group suicide to enter heaven that way.
啊， 后来他的阴谋被揭穿了。
But then his plot in the end was revealed.
啊，所以我们不能说，哎啊，我已经在真耶稣教得救的教会受洗受圣灵了，哎，大家赶快来死到天国去。
So you cannot say, I have already believed and be baptized and received the Holy Spirit at the true church, so now let's go and enter heaven and kill ourselves.
当然不可以。
Of course you cannot say that.
你自杀就是杀人呢。
If you commit suicide, then you have committed murder.
你的生命不是你的。
Because your life is not your own.
是主的。
It belongs to the Lord.
我们杀自己也是等于杀人。
So if you kill yourself, it's the same as committing murder.
将来不是天国，是去地狱。
So in the future, you will not enter the heavenly kingdom. You will go into hell.
啊，所以保罗知道，虽然呢天国好的无比，但是我仍然还要活下来。
So Paul knew, even though the heavenly kingdom is better by far, he still have to live on.
为什么
？Why?
为了要成就功夫的果子。
In order to gain, to be fruitful in his labor,
也就是活着，能够更多来服侍神。
That is, he continued to live so that he can have more opportunity to serve God.
结出侍奉的果子出来。
And bear the fruit of his labor.
再看二十四节。
Now let's read verse 24.
然而我在肉身活着，为你们更是要紧。二十五节。
24:5.
我既然这样深信，我就知道还要再活在世间，并且要与你们众人一同住，使你们在所信的道上又长进又喜乐。二十六节。
26.
叫你们在基督耶稣里的欢乐，因为我再到你们那里去。就越发加增。二十七节。
27.
只要你们行事为人与基督的福音相称，叫我或来或见你们或不在你们那里，都可以听见你们的光景，知道你们同有一个心智，站立得稳，为所信的福音齐心努力。保罗在这段圣经里面告诉我们三件事情。
In this passage, Paul told us three things.
我们要活得有荣耀。
For us to live with glory.
必须要与基督同受苦。
We must suffer with Christ.
我们才能够与基督同得荣耀。
So that we can share in the glory of Christ.
那我们就必须第一要活出基督来。
Then we must first live out Christ.
第二,
and second,
要多为主耶稣做工。
We must work more for Lord Jesus.
也就要成就功夫的果子。
And that is to be fruitful in labor.
要结出侍奉的果子出来。
And we must bear the fruit of our service.
第三, 要使人在我们身上, 得到益处。
And third point, so that others may receive benefit from us.
那我们活着才有意义。
Then our life will be meaningful that way.
我们才能够活得有荣耀。
So that we can live with glory.
所以我们活着，第一就必须要活出基督来。
So when we live, first we must live out Christ.
因为我们受洗之后得到重生生命，今天呢是基督在我们里面活嘛。
Because after we're baptized, we receive a new life from rebirth. So now it's Christ living in us today.
让基督成形在我们心里。
So we must let Christ form in our hearts.
就是活出基督来。
So that we can live out Christ.
让人在我们身上看到神。
So in us, other people can see the image of God.
我在板桥工作的时候
When I was working in 板桥、
有一个姐妹
There was a sister、
以前呢、是黑社会的大姐头
And before she belonged to a gang
大家都叫她苦海女神龙
And they gave her a really great nickname to match her power
因为黑社会许多事情都靠着她摆平
Because she could solve a lot of problems in this game.
感谢主，后来她来信主了。
And thank the Lord, later on she came to believe in the Lord.
有一次啊，我们去探望她的时候。
And once we went to visit her.
当时她先生还没有信主。
At that time, her husband was not a believer.
她说，我在我太太身上看到什么。
He said, I saw God in my wife.
因为他信主之后，他的生活，他的行为完全改变。
Because after she believed in the Lord, her life and her living style changed.
以前是在黑社会里面生活。
Before she was in a gang.
天天都是醉茫茫。
And every day she was drunk.
就是赌场。
And she went to gamble.
吃喝玩乐。
And take all sorts of pleasure in drinking and eating.
因为她有一个优越的背景。
Because she had a good background.
所以有一次啊，他们信主之后，她的女儿告诉我。
So once after they believed in the Lord, their daughter told me.
在学校老师叫他们画我的母亲。
At school, her teacher told her to draw a portrait of her mother.
她说她画的母亲，在她印象中的母亲是什么母亲
？So she drew the image of her mother according to her memory.
因为她早上起床到学校去，妈妈还在睡觉。
Because when she wakes up in the morning to go to school, her mother is still sleeping.
下午放学回来了，妈妈刚刚起床。
So in the afternoon, when she got off school and got home, her mother would just woke up.
打扮之后，背着背包就出门。
And after she dressed herself, she would take her purse and go out.
穿着是 T-shirt 牛仔裤。
And she would wear a T-shirt and jeans.
背着背包。
And with a backpack.
所以她妈妈的画像是，每次啊，她要站在门边。妈妈就背着背包再见。
So then her portrait of her mother is that she was standing at the door and her mother was passing her by with a backpack on her back and said bye.
这个就是我的妈妈。
And so this was her mother.
但是信主之后。
But after she believed in the Lord.
神的灵帮助她。
The Spirit of God helped her.
让她完全改变。
And she was completely transformed into a different person.
她说有一次啊。
And she said once.
她黑社会里面那些小喽啰出问题又来找她。
And her past followers came to seek her to solve their problems.
她非常啊有正义感的人。
And she was a really just person.
她就啊。发了一个信息出去。
So then she sent out a message.
最起码剁他一条腿。
And she said at least she need to chop off the other person's leg.
但是那一天晚上啊，他祷告的时候。
But at night when she prayed.
看了异象。
And she saw a vision.
看荣光。
And she saw a glorious light.
荣光当中看到主耶稣被钉十字架。
And in the light, she saw Lord Jesus was crucified on the cross.
那个时候祷告中她就痛哭了。
So in her prayer, she cried bitterly.
她知道主耶稣要告诉她什么。
She knew what Lord Jesus wanted to tell her.
我为了承担你们的罪，我被钉在十字架上。
To bear your sins, I was crucified on the cross.
借着他所流的宝血，赦免了我们的罪。
And through the precious blood he shed, our sins were forgiven.
他痛哭了。
So she wept bitterly.
他宁愿受人羞辱。
She was willing to be shamed by others.
他放弃这件事情。
So she gave up this task.
当然了。本来是在黑社会里面当大姐头的，现在啊，她竟然出尔反尔。
But of course, in the past, because she was the leader of the gang, now she's taking back her word.
所以这些小喽啰对她很失望。
So all her past followers were very disappointed in her.
她不管。
She didn't care.
你怎么羞辱，你们怎么讲，那是你们事，我信了主了。我不再做这些事情了。
No matter what you say, no matter how you mock me, now I'm a believer in the Lord. I will no longer do these things.
感谢主，主耶稣也让他在信仰的历程上，体验了太多神的慈爱和全能。
And thank the Lord in her journey, in her faith, Lord Jesus allowed her to experience much of God's power, almightiness, and kindness and love.
她的生活也完全改变。
And her life was changed completely.
不再醉酒，不再喝酒了。
And she was no longer drunk all the time, and she doesn't drink anymore, and she no longer gambles.
以前的坏行为，完全放弃。
And she gave up all her old habits.
她开始学种花养兰。
And she started to learn gardening and how to take care of orchids.
养鸟。
And raising birds.
织地毯。
And tapestry.
我去的时候，他拿给我看，传道，这个是我织出来的。
And when I went over, she showed me her work.
她才开始过一个女人的生活。
And she started to live a life of a real woman.
所以有一次蔡梅西传道到台湾来，我带她去家访问的时候，她先生就是跟蔡传道这么说，我在我太太身上看到神。
So once Pastor Meixi Cai went to Taiwan, I took him to visit this family, and this is what her husband said: I see God in her.
不但让人在她身上看到神的荣耀，她也得到了荣耀。
Not only others can see the glory of God in her, she also receives glory.
看哥林多后书第三章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 3.
哥林多后书第三章。
2 Corinthians chapter 3.
十八节。
Verse 18.
我们众人既然敞着脸得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同主的灵变成的。这里告诉我们，今天呢，我们呢得以敞开脸，看见主的荣光。
Today we can be unveiled and see the glory of God.
好像从镜子里反照。
As if it was reflected of a mirror.
今天我们听到，我们读经，从神的话语，好像在照镜子一样。
And today we listen to the sermon and we study the Bible, and it's as if through the words of God we are looking into a mirror.
我们要以圣经与神的话语做标准。
We must use the Bible and the Word of God as our standards.
靠着圣灵的能力。
And by the power of the Holy Spirit,
让我们变成主的形状出来。
So we can transform into the image of the Lord.
今天这个整容术非常发达。
Today, plastic surgery, the technology has become very advanced.
你要变成什么样的脸都可以只要一个假面具一戴上去，你就变成什么样子。
You can be transformed into anyone you like as long as you put on this false mask.
所以从电视里面看到这个双面人啊。
So then from television we can see that there are many people that has two sides.
你要变成什么样的人都可以，甚至连声音都可以学出来。
You can change into any type of person you want. They can even change your voice.
今天我们要变成主的形状。
And today we must be transformed into the image of the Lord.
不是靠整容术。
We cannot rely on plastic surgery.
不是靠，是靠神的灵把我们化妆出来。
But rather we must be shaped by the Spirit of God.
圣灵就是我们的整容师。
The Holy Spirit is our plastic surgeon.
帮助我们慢慢的变成了主的形状。
And slowly it helps us to change into the image of the Lord.
我们必须呀、以圣经为准则。
We must have the Bible as our standard.
以圣灵为能力。
And the Holy Spirit as our power.
我们的言语行为，我们不断的以圣经来做对照。
So in our speech, in our deeds, we must always compare to the Bible.
所以圣经告诉我们，雅各告诉我们，今天我们听到就是在照镜子。
So in Song of Songs tells us today, we listen to, when we listen to the sermon, we are looking into a mirror.
听到就是要听神对我说什么话。
When we listen to a sermon, we must listen to what God wants to tell us.
讲道的人不过是神言语的出口而已。
The speaker is only a vessel of God.
是奉主的名把主的话讲出来。
And the speaker spoke in the name of the Lord and speaks the word of God.
我们来聚会听道，就是要听主对我说什么。
So when we come to service to listen to sermons, we want to listen to what God wants to tell us.
像照镜子一样，以我们自己的言语行为做个对照。
And as if we're looking into a mirror, we compare the words of God to our conducts and our deeds and words.
我们照镜子的目的就是要整肃仪容吗？
The purpose of looking into a mirror is to tidy up ourselves.
我们听到的目的就要发现我们的缺失在哪里吗？
So when we listen to a sermon, in the same way, we must discover where our shortcomings lie.
我们听到是为自己听，不是为别人听。
When we listen to a sermon, we're listening to the sermon for ourselves, not for anyone else.
所以有时候信徒会说，哦，今天传道都是在讲我。
So then there are some believers who say, today the pastor is always talking about my faults.
你听到如果不能听成，传道都是要讲我，那你听到就没有意义。
But then if today, when you listen to a sermon, you do not think the pastor is speaking to you, then it's meaningless for you to listen to the sermon.
我们听到就是要听神对我说什么话嘛。
Because when we sit in a sermon, we must know what God is trying to tell us.
我说对，我们听到要听得出神在讲我什么，那我哪些缺失需要修正。
So I say, yes, this is the attitude we should have when we listen to a sermon. We should know what God is trying to tell us and where we should correct ourselves.
所以雅各说，我们照了镜子离开之后就忘记了镜子里面的形象，那我们就枉然在照镜子。
This is why Elder James told us, if we look into a mirror and we walk away and immediately forget our image in the mirror, then it's useless to look into a mirror.
所以我们借着圣经，借着听道，就是要与我们的言行做对照，不断的来修正我们自己，来符合圣经的要求。
So we listen to the sermon, we look into the Bible, this is...that we must continue to compare these teachings to our daily conducts and deeds so that we can continue to correct ourselves.
但是我们有肉体的软弱。
But we have our fleshly weaknesses.
我们常常会觉得心有余力不足。
We often feel that we're willing to do something, but we do not have the strength to follow through.
所以我们急切的需要圣灵的帮助。
So we eagerly need the help of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵不但带领我们进入圣经真理里面。
Holy Spirit does not only lead us into the truth in the Bible.
让我们能够明白这个真理。
And allowed us to understand the truth.
我们才能够知道神的旨意如何。
Only by doing so, then we can know the will of God.
我们才能够有属灵的知识来分辨是非。
So that we can have spiritual knowledge to discern right from wrong.
所以我昨天也谈过了，我们信徒将要面临三大挑战。
So yesterday, I had mentioned that as believers, we face three challenges.
政治的逼迫。
That's political persecution.
将来我们在信仰上要遭受全面的逼迫。
In the future, in our faith, we will face complete persecution from outside.
第二，假基督、假先知的迷惑。
And second, the confusion from false Christ and false prophets.
因为他两只脚像羊羔。
Because these people, they have two horns like that of a lamb.
从外表看，他就是基督嘛，他就是耶稣嘛。
From their appearance, they look like Christ, they look like Jesus.
他是主的教会嘛。
And they are the church of the Lord.
但是讲出来了是龙的话。
But they spoke like a dragon.
魔鬼的话语。
The words of the devil.
似是而非的道理。
And what they preach seems right, but actually wrong.
并且他也会行大神迹大奇事哦。
And they also knew how to perform great and miraculous signs.
也能够求火从天上降下来呢。
And they can even cause fire to come down from heaven.
所以我们如果没有真理做依据，我们就不能去分辨真假。
So if we do not have the truth as our base, then we cannot discern right and wrong.
我们就容易受迷惑了。
Then we'll be easily deceived.
所以主耶稣提醒我们，倘若可行，连信徒都要受迷惑了。
This is why Lord Jesus reminded us that if it's possible, even the believers would be deceived by these.
也就是我们没有真理的基础。
That is, we do not have the foundation of the truth.
没有属灵知识。
And we do not have spiritual knowledge.
我们就不能看穿了。撒旦的诡计作为
Then we cannot see through the plots and the schemes and the work of Satan.
我们就会陷在他的陷阱里面去
And we will fall into his trap.
受迷惑了
And be deceived.
哎呀，信耶稣通通一样啊
And we will think if you believe in Christ, it will be all the same.
耶稣只有一个
And there's only one Jesus Christ.
圣经只有一本啊
And there's only one Bible.
我们应该不要分彼此
And we should not separate and say that we're different.
大家应该互相合作。
And we should cooperate.
道不同，不相为谋。
But if we do not have the same truth, then we should not work
together. 不是通通一样。
It's not that we're all the same.
因为主耶稣提醒我们。
Because Lord Jesus reminds us.
在末日必有假基督、假先知出现。
At the end times, the false prophet and false Christ will appear.
信徒如果没有属灵智慧知识，就要受迷惑。
If believers lack spiritual knowledge and wisdom, they will be deceived.
尤其在末世的时候，这个偏离圣经真理的教会会越来越多。
Especially at the end times, there are more and more churches who preach truths that deviates from what is taught in the Bible.
所以主耶稣预先就告诉我们，那时会有许多人跟你说，基督在这里，基督在那里。
So Lord Jesus foretold us, at that time, there will be many people telling you, Christ is there, Christ is over there.
教会太多了。
And there are so many churches.
让你无所适从。
And you do not know which one to follow.
所以我们必须要以真理去分辨它。
So we must discern which one is right and which one is wrong by the truth.
所以在约翰一书第四章第六节。
Therefore, in 1 John chapter 4, verse 6,
他们所传的，如果跟我们不一样
，If what they preach differs from what we are preaching,
跟属徒一样的会接受属徒的教训呢？
If those who are preaching according to what apostles preached, they will listen to the teachings.
彼此会在真理上合一啊。
And in truth, they will be united as one.
如果在真理上不能合一。
If in the truth, they cannot be united.
不能领受使徒所传的。
And they cannot accept what was preached by the apostles.
就是他们也有灵。
And that means they also have a spirit.
但是我们就可以分辨那个灵是谬妄的灵，不是真理的灵。
But then we can know that that is a spirit of falsehood, not a spirit of truth.
所以四章第一节约翰就事先说，一切的灵不可都信了。
Therefore, in chapter 4, verse 1, John said, "Do not believe every spirit."
必须要先试验是不是出于神的。
But test the spirits to see whether they are from God.
出于神的灵会承认耶稣是道成肉身来的。
Because the spirit from God will acknowledge that Lord Jesus is God manifested into flesh.
出于神的灵会谈属灵的事。
And spirit from God will talk about spiritual things.
不属灵的，不属神的，就谈论世界，单谈论世界上的事。
And those who are not from God and does not belong to God will discuss about things of this world.
他们所传的只是社会福音。
And what they preach are gospel for this society.
借着耶稣的名。
And by the name of Lord Jesus.
借着耶稣的慈爱。
And through the mercy and kindness of Lord Jesus.
怎么样来改善社会生活。
And they talk about how to use these to improve our life in today's society.
怎么样彼此相顾，彼此相爱。
Take care of one another and love one another.
贫富均等。
And so that they can have parity in income.
建立一个安和乐利的社会生活。
So that they can have a society that is in harmony and lives in peace.
不谈神，不谈鬼。
And they do not talk about God, they do not talk about the devil.
不谈天堂，不谈地狱。
And they don't discuss about heaven or hell.
这个就是社会福音。
And this is a gospel of the society.
哎，现在已经越来越崛起了，越来越多了。
And it's becoming more and more popular.
啊，如果是出于神的灵，就会听从使徒所传的。
If the spirit is from God, he will submit to what was preached by the apostles.
不能接受。使徒所传的就不属神的。
Those who cannot accept what was preached by the apostles do not belong to God.
啊，这是使徒约翰指示我们分辨的三个方法。
And these are the three methods that Apostle John taught us in how to test spirits.
啊，所以我们啊必须啊啊要能够面对这些挑战，在真理上不断来造就自己。
So we must be able to face all these three challenges and continue to improve ourselves and cultivate ourselves in spirituality.
第三个挑战就是大淫妇的挑战。
And the third challenge is the challenge from the great prostitute.
他把这个世界比喻作大淫妇。
And he compared this world to a great prostitute.
这个世界在主耶稣再临前会变得哇越来越繁华。
And this world before the second coming of Christ will become more and more glamorous.
物质生活会越来越丰富。
And our material life would be more and more abundant.
让人不断地去追求。
And people will continue to pursue after these pleasures.
啊，比如说中国大陆。
For example, in China.
经济一开放之后。
When they open their economy.
哇，贫富的差距就越来越大了。
And so there is greater and greater disparity in their wealth.
啊，以前大家都穷，没得比。
Before they were all poor, so there was no comparison.
大家安分守己，啊，平平安安过日子。
And everyone lived a good life, and they all lived well together.
经济一开放之后。
But after the economy was opened.
不一样了。
It was different.
人家生活得这么好。
And they see how well other people were living.
我怎么跟人家比，怎么做人呢？
How can I compare to other people? How can I live this way?
我去中国福建省的福清市啊。
When I went to Fuqing City in the province of Fujian in China.
他们的人啊，福清市的人告诉我。
And the people of that city told me.
你知道吗？
Do you know?
我们福清市是全世界国民所得最高的。
He said, do you know that this city and the income level of individuals are the highest among the world?
不是中国，是全世界。
It's not the highest in China, but the highest globally.
很多福清人都跑到世界各地去。赚钱。
Because many people from that city went out to earn a living.
然后把钱寄回,
and they transferred their wealth back home.
所以难怪他福清市的国民所得是世界最高的。
So then that's why the average income level of their, the people in that city is the highest in the world.
所以有时候我对在国外碰到那些啊福清市出来的人说，哎，中国现在经济开放了，很多啊啊工厂都跑到中国去，你们就业机会太多了，你们为什么还要出来呢？
So when I'm abroad, I met a lot of people from Fuqing City, and I asked them, China has now opened up their economy, and there are so many foreign investments in China building up factories, and so there are so many employment opportunities, so why do you still come out to work?
他说，哎呀，你们，你不知道啊。
And they would say, oh, you don't know.
我们Fuqing市的人要娶太太。
For the guys in Fuqing to marry.
哎，女方第一个要求有没有盖高楼
？And the girl would first ask, "Do they have a very tall building?"
没有盖高楼免谈。
If you do not have a tall building, then they won't even talk to you about marriage.
变成一种风气。
So then this became a trend in that city.
大家都在盖高楼。
So all of them started building high buildings.
你想要啊安分的过日子，不行啊，人家看不起你啊，人家排斥你啊，哎，这个没出息啊。
If you want to live your life just by being good and do your duty, then other people will look down at you and say that you have no future.
不是我们贪爱。是环境所逼啊。
It's not that we're greedy, but the society forces us to be this way.
我们不得不出去赚大钱回来耶。
So we had to go out and gain great wealth and return.
所以他说，我们不得已啊，我们出去啊，就是要向前看。
So
出来就是为了赚钱嘛。
So then he said, we have no choice. When we go out, we must look to where the money is. So we come out to earn wealth.
就拼命赚钱嘛。
So they put a lot of effort into earning higher wealth.
哎，因为这个世界啊，太诱惑人了。
Because this world is truly too enticing to others.
哎，物质越来越丰富嘛。
And materially, we have more and more.
啊，大家越来越追求肉体上的享乐嘛。
And everyone starts to pursue more and more of the physical pleasures.
嗯，我的心不得不归向世界。
So then, my heart have to go towards the world.
但是这对我们信徒也是一大挑战。
But this is also a great challenge to us believers.
我们看提摩太前书。
Let's turn to First Timothy.
第六章。
Chapter 6.
提摩太前书第六章第六节。
First Timothy chapter 6 verse 6。
然而敬虔加上知足的心便是大力的，就是最好的了。第七节。
Verse 7。
因为我们没有带什么到世上来，也不能带什么去，只要有衣有食就当知足。我们怎么能够过知足的生活呢
？How can we live a life of contentment？
当然，我们信徒必须要有一个活泼的盼望在我们心中。
Of course, all believers must have a living hope in their heart, in our hearts.
我们所追求、所盼望的不是今生什么好处。
What we pursue, what we hope for, is not gain in this world, in this life.
世上一切的美容不过是草上的花嘛。
Because all the glory of this world are just like flowers in the field.
草必枯干，花必凋谢嘛。
And grass will wither, and flowers will fall.
啊，一切都将要归于无有嘛。
And all will be destroyed.
但是我们却有一个永远的荣耀，永远的盼望。
But then for us, we have eternal glory and eternal hope.
就是主再临的时候，我们身体要得赎。
That is, at the second coming of Lord Jesus Christ, our body will be redeemed.
哎，我们要进入那永远的荣耀里面。
And we will enter into eternal glory.
那我们活着。
And so we live.
就必须与基督同受苦。
We must share in the sufferings of Christ.
忍受这个世上的苦难。
And endure the hardships in this world.
我们必须要过着敬虔而知足的生活。
And we must live a life of godliness, godliness and contentment.
一个有活泼盼望的人，对世界才能够看得开，放得下。
A person with living hope will be able to look lightly upon the world.
因为很清楚明白，我没带什么来，我将来也什么不能带走。
Because we clearly know that we did not bring much, we did not bring anything into this world, and in the future we cannot bring anything with us when we leave.
所以我活在世上，只要有衣有食，就可以知足了。
So then we live in this world as long as we have food and clothes, then we are content.
我只要善尽人的本分。
As long as we do our duties.
该工作，我要殷勤工作。
When it's time to work, we'll do our best.And work diligently.
我能够得多少，神会赏赐我多少。
And how much I can gain, God will give us accordingly.
我该得多少，神就给我多少。
And God will give us as much as we are worthy of receiving.
我就以神给我的为主。
So we will
以神给我的为主。
So we will see it as what God gives us as enough.
啊，神给我。富足吗
？If God gives us wealth，
我就享受神恩典吗
？Then I'll just enjoy the blessing from God。
善用神给我的恩赐吗
？And use well the talents God has given us。
来荣神，来益人吗
？To glorify God and to benefit man。
跟大家分享吗
？And share with everyone。
啊，神给我的不多。
If God's not giving much，
哎，但是神给我们呢，总是有衣有食。
But God will always let us have food and clothes.
因为主耶稣曾经告诉我们嘛，你们看天上的飞鸟。
Because Lord Jesus had told us, look at the birds in the air.
他不种不收，神都要养活他。
It does not sow or reap, but God will take care of the bird.
野地的花草也不会纺纱，也不会织布，神也把它装饰得很美。
But, and also the flowers in the field does not sow, but God still decorates it.
何况我们是神的儿女。
And that to say, we are the children of God.
所以主应许我们说。
Therefore, Lord promises.
只要你们先求神的国，神的义。
As long as you seek first the kingdom and righteousness of God.
那你们肉体上所需用的一切，天父都知道。会按照你们需要的赏赐给你。
Then everything your fleshly body needs, the Lord knows and will give to you.
所以今天我们信徒只要敬虔，也就是敬畏神，生活在主的爱中。
So today, as believers, as long as we are godly, that means we revere God and live in the love of God.
善尽人该尽的本分。
And do our duties that we ought to do.
做我们该做的事情。
And do things that we're supposed to do.
我们需要多少，天父都知道，会按照我们需要赏赐给我们。
And whatever we need, how much we need, our Heavenly Father knows and will give us accordingly.
所以我们可以知足。
So we can be content.
我们可以常乐。
And we can rejoice.
当然了，我们不是说靠神靠神，自己懒惰不做工。
Of course, we're not just saying that we rely on God, we trust God, and we become lazy and don't do anything.
所以有一些不信的人讥笑我们说，你们每天跪在那边，好比路亚，好比路亚，天上就掉面包给你们吃了，你们都可以不用做了。
This is why some unbelievers will laugh at us and say, you just kneel there every day and pray, hallelujah, hallelujah, and you think bread will fall from heaven and feed you.
当然不是啊。
Of course, that's not the way.
我们人该尽的本分还是要尽啊。
Whatever duty we must do, we must do it.
圣经一再强调，六日你们要殷勤工作，第七日守为圣日。
The Bible always emphasized that for 6 days you must work diligently. On the seventh day, you must see it as a holy day.
6日殷勤工作是人该尽的本分嘛?
To work diligently for 6 days is our duty.
第七日守为圣日。
And the seventh day, you observe it as a holy day.
这一日是神的圣日, 我们要归给神。
On one hand, this is a holy day of God, we must give it to God.
一方面也是享受给我们的恩典, 让我们6日工作之后, 第七日得到安息。
On the other hand, we also enjoy the grace given to us by God, so that after 6 days of hard work, we can rest on the seventh day.
神创造的每一天, 为什么要有晚上有白天?
Why is it that God creates days and nights in every day?
晚上是要让我们休息。
The nights are for us to rest.
让我们有家庭团契伦理生活。
So that we can have a good family life and also fellowship.
享受天伦之乐。
And enjoy our family life.
有白天。
So there are days.
就是我们必须要去操作。
And that is we must go out and labor and work.
所以神所定的经纶呢, 该工作要工作, 该休息要休息。
So this is the way God has set it to be. So when we are supposed to work, we should work. When we are supposed to rest, we should rest.
该工作要工作, 该归给神的时间要归给神。
When we are supposed to work, we must work. When we are supposed to give time to God, we must give time to God.
我们要这样子敬虔度日。
We must live godly in this way.
我们可以知足常乐。
So that we can be content and be always joyful.
我们可以享受恩典。
And we can enjoy His grace.
我们就不会被世界这个大淫妇啊把我们迷惑掉。
So then we will not be deceived by this great prostitute, the world.
我们的心就不会归向世界。
And our heart will not turn to the world.
我们知道我们在世上的责任是什么。
We know what are our duties in this world.
耶稣奉差遣到世上来,
Lord Jesus was sent into
this world. 是带着使命来的,
He came with a great commission.
是为了把人引到神的面前,
In order to bring man to God.
成为人民的道路, 真理, 生命。
He became the way, the truth, and life.
耶稣要升天之前, 同样托付我们这个使命。
Before Lord Jesus ascended into heaven, He again gave the commission to us.
我们要能够进入世界而把人带到神的面前。We
must be able to enter this world and bring people in front of God.
这也是我们生存的目的。And
this is also our purpose of living.
我们先休息十分钟, 我们再继续。
We'll take a 10-minute break and continue afterwards.
默祷。
Let's pray in silence.